you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can we say the favor of God was in the house this morning? I mean, we're talking about the favor of God, the fog was in the house this morning. Where's Jesse at? I can guarantee you all the pests, all the roaches of the church, they have been fogged out. So we are free of any kind of pest within the church. So hallelujah, we're starting the new year really good. How many of you have had a great new year so far? It's been great. Oh my goodness, come on now. It's been great. Not that great. Not that great. Oh, a few. I mean, hey, you know what? We can't expect everything to be great. Not always. Sometimes we have a slow start to things, and that's life. And that's okay. It's okay if you have a slow start, but you don't have to stay there. All right? You don't have to stay in that place where things were not going right. Just think, not too long ago, we had 2020. I think we passed that, and we're moving on. We've had a couple of years of this, but yet again, we've made a decision to move forward, right? Moving forward is the theme that we have going forward from 2022 onwards. If you got your Bible this morning, I want you to turn to Jeremiah 29:11. I know you're excited about the word this morning. I am too. And the theme of moving forward comes out of Jeremiah 29:11. A powerful, powerful word. A powerful word. A powerful promise. That's something that you would put on your fridge. How many of you got some word of encouragement that you put on your fridge? Or on your mirror as you're getting ready in the morning. You see that word and it kind of reminds you of what's ahead, what's coming. And the word here says, I know. This is God speaking. God is saying, for I know the plans I have for you. I mean, just God knowing is good enough for me. God says he knows the plans that he has for me. He says they are plans for good and not for disaster, to give me a hope and a future. I mean, this is a powerful word. With a powerful word comes also a powerful question. A question that we must ask ourselves. If this is true, that my God, who is good, he's got a plan for me, which is good, to give me a future and a hope, do I want to move along with this? Do I want to accept this promise for my life? I have a choice. I have a choice to make, like you have a choice to make in 2022, whether or not you're going to cling on to the past or you're going to move forward with what God has in store for you. So, I know I asked you to turn to Jeremiah 29:11, but during praise and worship, there was that scripture that came to my spirit. And it was so strong that I cannot squeeze it out, okay? So, and it's actually one of my scriptures that I have later on in our message, but I want to jump right ahead with it. Is that okay with everybody? So if you got your notes also on your app for your phone, you can follow along. That's going to be the last scripture that I have on there, but you probably won't have it up. That's okay. You can listen to me when I read it. It says, this is Philippians 3:13. Everybody should know this. Philippians 3:13. It says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, to have arrived, to have achieved, but one thing I do know. It's forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. That's something that we must do. We must do this consciously to forget the things that are behind us and reaching forward or moving forward to what God has ahead of us. And I was, as I was sitting there, the famous words of Winnie the Pooh came to me in a very, you know, God moment, I guess. In the words of Winnie the Pooh, he says, I know where I'm going by moving away from where I have been. I mean, that's simple from Winnie the Pooh. I know where I'm going by moving away from where I've been. Many of you have been to some places that you want to move away from. You want to move away from. You don't want your zip code to represent where you've been. You want your zip code to represent what God has in store for you ahead of you. Moving forward, looking ahead at what God has for you, for your life. A plan that is moving forward. The reality of moving forward is this. It starts with one step. Just one step. Not a leap, but a one step. I'm going to throw in an ugly word this morning. Or maybe a phrase. Maybe a couple of words. New year. What? Resolutions. New year resolutions. That's an ugly word. An ugly word. An ugly phrase. We don't want to hear the word resolution. I mean, you know, when we talk about a resolution, by definition, a resolution is a decision. It's a decision to do or not to do something. It requires us to make what we call a commitment to it. It requires us when we say we're going to decide we're going to do something to make a decision, a choice that we must make. Whether or not we're going to cling on to what Paul said, the past, or are we going to push forward, move forward to what lies ahead of us. I've got a few memes for you this morning. Here's this first one. This represents, I mean, this is the truth right there, right? How many will keep your New Year resolution? Don't raise your hands. We'll keep what you say you're going to do. I mean, you see the green, right? I think that would represent a whole lot of us here where we won't even know. I mean, you see them at the gym. Day one, I mean, everybody's there. I mean, everybody's on the treadmill. Everybody's going. And day two, it's a whole, yeah, it slows down quite a bit. You know, there's a whole lot more space in the gym when I go to the gym now. I mean, it's a little bit more open. There's a lot more cards on the floor. If you've been to gyms, Kodiak Athletic Club, I strongly recommend that you go there. That's a good place to start. That's your one step. And you can take this one step anytime. You don't always have to wait for the end of the year or the beginning of the year to actually do it. You can do it anytime. And number two, I've got another meme is this. We would love to say this. I mean, why call it a resolution when you can say it's just a casual promise? It's just a casual promise that you make to yourself that you are under no obligation to fulfill. I mean, you know, we might want to call it that way because really the intention was never to actually fulfill anything to start with. Right? The way I want to land is the next one. And that should be freedom for everyone. What if I told you? I wish I could make that accent of... I can't. Can you, Kyla? You don't have to wait till the new year to change. You can do it today. should be freeing for a lot of people. You know, it's like, oh man, I missed the new year. Well, no, you didn't miss today. You're here today. You're hearing me today. You're hearing my voice today. So you can start right now. Any time of the year, you can start by making a decision. Don't call it a resolution. Just say, I'm making a decision to do better. I'm making a decision to change. The problem that is with resolution is simple. It's simple. It's expectation. Expectation. We set the wrong expectation. When we have a resolution, when we set one for the beginning of the year, the expectation is what? A giant leap. We want to conquer the world. A giant leap. But instead, a resolution, a decision to change starts with just one step. Just one step. One decision at a time. And that's how we move forward. It's in the simplicity of just one step. Not in the how amazing a giant leap would be, but in the simple, small stuff, like one step. Moving forward is a journey. Moving forward is not just this one-time thing, that one-time encounter that you have with God where you made a decision to do something supernatural. It starts with just one simple step. Just like you crowning Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life started with just one step. Just one step. And that one step is surrender. I surrender, Lord, unto you. I give you my life. I give you permission. I submit. Forgiveness, reconciliation, restoration, they all form part of just that one step. They start with just one step. One step that you made a decision to move forward, to embark on a journey that only you and God. I'm on a journey to forgiveness. Lord, help me forgive. You've said yes to God to help you through this journey of forgiveness. You want to be reconciled with one another. Lord, help me. I can't do it without you. Help me find ways to reconcile with my loved ones. You start with God. You start moving forward with one step at a time. Right off the bat this morning, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to move forward by just taking one step through surrender, through submission, through whatever it takes, whatever God is asking you to do. You make that one step and allow Him to do the rest. You don't have to sit back and don't do anything and try to figure everything out. All the, I use that a lot at home, all the permutation and combinations. You try to figure out every single thing, all the what ifs. Because if you get stuck in the what ifs, you won't do anything. You won't even make that one step. Because you're trying to figure out all the possibilities of whatever God wants you to do, all the possibilities of it not working. If it is a relationship that is falling apart, don't just sit back and like, oh man, if I do this, this is what's going to go wrong. Or if I say this, oh, it's going to be taken the wrong way. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide. Let Him be that filter in everything that you do. Starting with your mind, starting with your heart. Let Him be that filter. And He will dictate every step that you would take. But moving forward starts with just one step. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. On July 20th, 1969, the commander of the Apollo 11, right? Apollo. Did I say that in French? I think a little French slipped out. No, it's not. Apollo. Oh, come on. 11. Neil Armstrong. Can you put it up? Because I'm not going to get it right. Because I'm already failing right now. That's one step for man. One giant leap for mankind. Right? It took one single step. It's the same for you and I on our journey for towards God's plan for our life. It starts with one step. But that one step that we're making in God's plan, we don't know what the full picture is going to look like. We don't know that. We don't know where that one step that we make in our life today, we don't know where that would fit in into His master plan. But God is still requiring us to make that one step. Like in 1996, when I made that one step to receive Christ, I had no idea I was going to end up here. I had no idea. I did not know that was going to be part of God's plan. But it took that one step that led me here. That's the journey. It was never the destination. If I ever write a book and I call the book Steps, guess what? Probably very few people are going to buy it. Maybe one or two people here in this church might just, you know, feel sorry for me and buy the book. But if I call it something else, if I call it destination, that's something that people want to know, because they don't want to take the one step. They want to arrive. They want to know, get to the destination. But God doesn't make the plans for our life in terms of destination. He makes it in terms of one step at a time. One decision at a time. The decision that you make today to serve God is going to play in a bigger plan that you have no idea. The people that you're encountering right now in your life, you have no idea where that's going to lead you. Further down the road, you can look back and you say, now I know. Now I know why this person was in my life. I'm getting way off track here, but when God spoke to me about leaving England and coming to the United States, I had no clue what to expect in the United States. No clue whatsoever. My intentions were, I'm going to go there, I'm going to do what I need to do, and I'm heading back home. That was it. I had no idea that my step of leaving home and going to Tulsa, Oklahoma, was going to be the beginning of a journey. A journey that was going to bring me and Dawn together. God already had it planned. In fact, when right before I left England, you know, you go to church and people pray over you. My pastor prayed over me and words were being spoken over my life. And I remember one of the words that I got was, you're going to go there and you're going to find your wife within the first year. I was like, oh, come on. No way. That's not going to happen. And I was like, okay, but first year, I'm like, I guess it's happening. First year, I met Dawn. You know, I mean, God has a perfect way. I was going to say weird, but it's not weird. It seems weird in the moment when you're there. But when you look back and you consider His ways, you understand the perfection of God's plan. At the moment that you might be in, you might be like, oh man, it just makes me so uncomfortable following God or doing what God is calling me to do. I'm not anointed to speak. Lord, why are you having me here doing the things that makes me so uncomfortable? But guess what? That one thing that makes you uncomfortable will play an important role in the mission or the vision that God has for your life much later on. It might feel very weird right now following what God is telling you to do. But if you take that one step and watch God lead you on this journey, when you look back, you're, oh my gosh, Look at how amazing my God is. That is the journey. That is the beauty of the journey. Paul in Philippians 3:13 is actually saying, I have not arrived. I have not arrived at this destination. But I know where I'm going. I haven't arrived yet, but I know where I'm going. I'm forgetting everything that is behind me. I'm pressing on. I'm moving forward to where God is leading me. That is the vision for 2022. I've jumped all over the place right now. This is where God wants you to consider. Would you leave behind everything? The past. Because in the past is your fear of everything, your fear of failure, your fear of adventure, the fear of even doing something new. Would you leave all these behind and embark with me on this amazing journey? This is really the word for today. We can pack up and go home. But I know you're here for a reason. Without this single step, you do not arrive at the destination. Without this single step, you cannot fulfill God's call on your life. But God rejoices. Heaven is having a party when you make that first step. Can you stop and think about this for a moment? The moment you receive Christ, man, there's a party going on up there. Because one person has made a decision to serve Christ. Every decision that you make thereafter leads to a party in the heavens. God is so excited by you listening to Him and following Him. He delights in those small one steps. In Zechariah 4:10, it says this, do not despise the small beginnings, the small steps, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. See, the moment you've said yes, there's a work that has begun. The Lord rejoices by you just saying yes. Yes, Lord, I'm ready to go. I will do what you've called me to do. That is what God is looking for, is somebody to say yes to Him and to follow on this one small step. In 2015, God spoke. God told Don and I to go and leave Anchorage, where we were at in the beginning for 10 years. We spent 10 years of our married life in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then the word came to leave. And we left. We left. We left Tulsa, Oklahoma in 2009. We never looked back. We knew that was where God was leading us. We left without a job. We left without knowing what to expect. But we knew that God was with us. God was telling us to leave and go. All we heard was this simple thing. Go where my light is seen dim and where my voice is heard small. That's all we heard. We knew we must leave the comfort of where we were at. We must forget what was behind us and press on to where God is leading us. I looked pretty weird when I went to my boss. At that time, I went to Oral Roberts University, and I went to my boss and said, probably in the next couple of months, I'll be resigning. I'll be moving forward to wherever God is leading me, and I believe it's going to be Alaska. She just laughed, like, you're crazy. At that time, we're expecting Isaiah. What are you going to do? I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to do. It's like, well, you're gonna leave your job. What are you gonna do? Your house. I mean, she's thinking everything in the natural, like everybody would, you know. What would you do with your house? What would you do with this? I'm like, yes, I've been thinking about all of this, but there is something that is calling me. There is something that is beckoning me to leave and to go, and I know that I must do this one small step. No idea. I look pretty weird and stupid. But I did not know that me making that first step is going to lead me to something else, even greater. In 2015 was the same thing. God called us to just leave. We created a nice little nest, a nice little comfort zone in Eagle River, in on mainland. We call that mainland if you guys are new to, mainland. We were on mainland. We felt pretty good. We were connected to other people. We are connected to other things. We could travel much easier from mainland. And at that time, I had worked in the church, felt called to be associate pastor in one church, and I was on my way to become the pastor of that church. And God said, time to go. I'm like, again? How many of these things am I going to go through? Because leaving is not always easy, right? Leaving is not easy, especially when you're comfortable. But every time when God wants you to do something, He stirs up the nest. He'll make the nest so uncomfortable so that way you will not feel so good. This place, Oceans United, is a place where you will not be comfortable. In fact, I do not want you to be uncomfortable at all. Did I say it right? I don't want you to be comfortable. Because if you're too comfortable, God cannot use you. If you're too comfortable in a place, it means that you are occupying everything that you're supposed to. But God wants more. In fact, God wants you to be so uncomfortable so that you're going to be turning to Him for direction. In 2015, when God called us to come and plant a church here in Kodiak, we have no idea how to do it. I've never pastored a church in my life. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know if we had the funds, the resources, the connection, nothing at all. But this is where you see God operate when you don't know what to do. If you know what to do, guess what? God sits back and says, you know what? Now let's watch how He does it. And I've been there before too. Where I'm like, okay, I've done this before, Lord. I went to school. I graduated in finance. I know how to do certain things. I've been proven wrong so many times. When I looked weird and stupid, many times. Until I turned to God and said, Lord, okay, help. Show us. Show us how to do it. But guess what? I did not know that this would play an important part in God's plan looking forward. But it took that one step, not a giant leap, just one step. The one step was saying, yes, Lord. Yes. No idea, but yes. Let's go. Let's do it. Like Kyla would say, let's go. That's all what we did. Let's go. Let's go, God. Let's go. We don't know. We don't fully understand the destination, but we're willing to embark on the journey. That is what God is expecting out of you, out of me. Especially when you look at 2022. God doesn't want you to look back and be so remorseful like, oh, terrible year. Well, you know what? When I look back, I thank God for 2020. I thank God for 2021 because it sharpened me as a pastor. He made me realize how important of the mission that we have here on this island. It made me realize that God has got a greater plan and I'm just a little part of it. And I'm excited about it. And that's how God rejoices to see the work begin. What kind of work does God want to begin in your life? What kind of work? It might be worth it to ask Him the question. Lord, what is this one thing? That one thing that you want me to do? If you, how many of you know City Slickers, that movie? Some of you know that movie. That one thing, remember that one thing? This is what we need to ask God. What is that one thing? Some of you are going to Google it right now. Like, what is that City Slicker? It's a great, amazing movie, okay? I highly recommend it. The one thing This is what we need to ask ourselves in 2022. Lord, what is this one thing that you want us to do? And start with that. And start to dream. Don't be scared to dream. Don't be scared to actually dream about what you want to do. Sit back and dream. I can share that. I'm looking at her like, hey, is it okay if I share that? Anyway, I'm going to share it no matter what. She doesn't even know what I'm going to share. It's crazy. I think it was like 3-4 nights in a row. I'm dreaming some crazy dreams. I mean, I'm not talking about bad dreams or weird dreams. Amazing dreams. Dreams that I'm like, Lord, don't let it stop. She's talking to me like, shh. I want to keep that dream going. In fact, I wake up and I'm like, I'm rolling over. I'm getting in my comfortable spot. Lord, keep bringing the dream. Don't let it stop. That is what God is wanting you and I to do. To dream big. To dream and to never stop dreaming. That's how we start to understand the heart of God. Is to ask God for those dreams and Lord, give me those dreams. Lord, give me those visions. I want to be able to experience what you want me to do. Just give me a little glimpse. That's the purpose of a dream. But big dream starts with small steps. You got to start small in the place where God has called you. Sometimes we tend to see God at work in the big things. In the big things. The extravagant things. But we don't see God in the small beginnings. In the small things. Number two, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What a wonderful word. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Mind you, it doesn't say the leaps. It doesn't say the great exploits. The great accomplishments. But the steps. The one step of a man are ordered by the Lord. Destinies. Your destiny, my destiny, it doesn't come wrapped in giant leaps. It comes wrapped in one step. That one step that you would take. Your destiny is defined by day-to-day decision that you would make. Day-to-day decision, day-to-day choices that you would make. In the Old Testament, there's a great story in the book of Exodus chapter 14. When it talks about the children of Israel, when they were leaving Egypt. They were leaving Egypt. God was freeing them from bondage. But that story in chapter 14, it also reveals our human nature. It reveals our fear of what lies ahead. It reveals our fear of the unknown. It reveals our fear when it comes to trusting God when you can't feel the bottom. When you're stepping out of your comfort zone. When you're stepping out of the boat like Peter did. When you don't feel the bottom. That is the place where our human nature is tested. That is the place where fear comes in. And we start seeing things not working the way that we want it to work. But if we allow God a little space and if we allow trust and faith to prevail, we'll start seeing God operating in our lives. And that is kind of like where we pick up that story. It says in verse 10, chapter 14 of the book of Exodus, it says, as Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and panicked. They panicked when they saw the Egyptians overtaking them. The expectation from the time they left Egypt was always freedom. Always. What was the purpose of God freeing them, showing them all this demonstration of God's power, if freedom was not the place where God was taking them? The whole time, God's plan was freedom. That was the expectation. Freedom from the past. Freedom from bondage. But they allowed fear to change or alter that expectation. Isn't that true for our life as well? When we allow the unknown, the fear of the past, the fear of 2020, the fear of 2021, we allow those fear to dictate the future. We allow those fear of the past to determine where we end up. And this is exactly what the children of Israel did. In fact, they went on, they said, they cried out to the Lord and they said to Moses, see, they always go after Moses. It's always after the man of God. Always after the man of God. It must be him. It must be him. It must be Moses' fault that they are right there on the shore of the Red Sea. They cried out and they said to Moses, why did you bring us out here to die in the wilderness? Weren't there enough graves for us in Egypt? What have you done to us? Why did you make us leave Egypt? Didn't we tell you this would happen while we were still in Egypt? We said, leave us alone. Let us be slaves. Wow. Let us be slaves to the Egyptian. It's better to be a slave in Egypt than a corpse in the wilderness. Isn't that crazy when you allow your mind to run wild with what all the what ifs, all the different scenario? That is not a dream. That is not God's dream. God's dream for their life was always freedom. Freedom from the past. Freedom from bondage. But they allow fear to step in and alter, change that expectation. The expectation change that even the graves became more appealing than freedom. Isn't that crazy? In our own life, we would think that maybe the past is better. Maybe the way that we did things long, 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 long time ago, that is probably the best. We live in this good old days type of mentality where we cling on to the past and we forget the next generation. We forget the future. We forget the fact that God wants us to move forward with Him. That's exactly the struggle of the children of Egypt. They held on for too long of the past. For 400 years, they've been programmed to serve the master. They've been programmed to be the slave. And it was too long. They became way too comfortable with the past. That moving forward, like we read here in Philippians 3:13, was not even an expectation. It was too far from their grasp. They would rather be a slave in Egypt than enjoy the freedom that they have with Christ, with God. The one step that God wanted them to do is just to simply move forward. Move forward. Not look back at the Egyptians, at Pharaoh that was coming. Not look at the Red Sea and say, you know what? It's a dead end. God wanted them to move by faith and not by sight. How many of you here this morning would maybe admit that I've allowed fear to alter my expectation? I've allowed fear to alter and change the way that I think, change my perception of life. Has altered the way that I think. I see the place of the planet Earth as a doom and gloom place instead of a place full of hope. Because God says that I have a future for you. I know the plans that I have for you. They are good and not for disaster. If God has carried you all the way through whatever you've gone through, do you think he's now going to leave you alone? To be by yourself? To face the difficulties of life by yourself? No way. That's not the type of God that we know. He says, my hope, my plan is to give you a future. My plan is to give you hope. Hope that you can expect me to perform in your life. Move forward by faith and not by sight. Whatever problem that you're facing today, I want to tell you something, that they are always subject to change. Whatever problem, whatever situation that you might be facing today, they are always subject to change when you move by faith. They might stay the same if you remain the same. If you don't move, the problem will still face you tomorrow. But if you today, you make a choice, you make a decision to turn from the past and to move forward with God by faith. Because believe me, you got to do it by faith. Because if you got unpaid bills, you go home, there's still going to be unpaid bills. But if you make a decision to move by faith, guess what? The unpaid bills, God can find a way to get the resources to you to take care of the unpaid bills. But you got to make a decision to move by faith. You got to at some point in time say yes to God. And that is the challenge that I'm presenting you this morning. Would you make a decision, that one step, to move forward by faith? And right there on the shore of the Red Sea, God gave them a choice. Like God is giving you a choice here this morning. To either turn around and surrender to Pharaoh, or to move forward and trust God. Right there it was trust God. And also trust the man that God has appointed. And that was Moses. God wanted them to trust Moses. Because Moses was trusting God. One step. One decision. God will always give us a choice. God will give me a choice. Like all this journey that I've just described to you from 1996 onwards, was all about choices. God never forced me. God never forced me to leave England. God never forced me to come here in Kodiak in 2015. It was a choice. It was a decision that we make. In Deuteronomy 30 verse 15, God is saying, says, now listen. I love it when God says this. Now listen. I say this to my kids. Now listen. When I say this, you better be listening. Now listen. Today, I am giving you a choice between life and death. I tell that to my kids too. Between prosperity and disaster. That's another word I tell them. Then God moves on and gives us verse 16 and 17. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. Walking in his ways. One step at a time. One step at a time. Walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you. And the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if you turn your heart away and you refuse to listen. And if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods. Disaster would happen. I cut that a little bit short, but I'm telling you that what happened. I didn't want to be doom and gloom this morning. God is always giving us a choice, right? God is always giving us a choice, life with him or disaster with the enemy. His plan for our life is actually this. How many of you know what I'm doing here? Live long and prosper. Any Trekkie here? Hey, you guys know what I'm talking about? Oh, you're too young for this. Live long and prosper. I got to make sure I got the right finger up because I might send a wrong message. Live long and prosper. That has been God's plan for our life all along, is to have a long life and to prosper with Him. The word prosper has nothing to do with finances, although we do use that in financial terms. The word prosper means propel by God from the Hebrew. It means that God is behind you, pushing you, propelling you, pushing you forward. I love to be pushed forward by God because a lot of time I don't want to be pushed in the morning before coming here. I want to sleep. I don't know about you, but I need that propel from God. Get out of bed. That little push. We need this. We need God to propel us to do what He's called us to do. Because our own human nature wants the grave back in Egypt. Our own human nature wants to go back instead of moving forward. But when you are trusting God, you will live long and you will prosper. And then the other one is, God is not looking for robots. God is not trying to force you to do anything. He's not looking for robots, but He's looking for willing children. He's looking for children that would be willingly do what they've been called to do. Isaiah 1:19 says this, if you are willing and obedient, willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God is looking for willing children. God is looking for obedient children that would say yes to Him and that would move with Him one step at a time. Now listen to Moses' plea to the people. In verse 13 it says, but Moses told the people, don't be afraid, just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. Moses was pointing them to God as the deliverer, not himself. He's pointing to Him. Moses had no idea which method God was going to use. He had no idea, standing on the shore of the Red Sea, that somehow God was going to part the Red Sea. He had no idea. He had to trust God himself. So he's pointing the people, trust God as I am trusting God. So as we move forward in 2022, I'm asking you the same thing. Would you trust me as I'm trusting God? As we move forward. And I think this is key. This is key for our church. If you trust me as I'm trusting God, we can move forward in unity. We can move forward in unity, in God's plan, in God's timing, in the right time, in the right season. But if we don't move forward in unity, can you imagine the chaos? Can you imagine what the enemy can actually do to create confusion? Believe me, in those million and some people that were there crossing, there was a whole lot of confusion. That's where the enemy resides. The enemy resides in confusion. But when you trust God, there's an element of peace that comes in. When you trust Him, you can move forward one step at a time. Now listen to God's plea to us today. Proverbs 3 verse 5. He says, trust in the Lord. Trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you the path to take. He will show you where that one step would lead you. one step at a time. And then finally, in verse 21 and 22, Moses becomes aware of God's plan for deliverance. It was not to go backwards, but to move forward. In verse 21, it says, "Then Moses raised his hand over the sea, and the Lord opened up a path through the water with a strong east wind. The wind blew all that night, turning the seabed into a dry land. So the people of Israel walked." I think this is important to know. The people of Israel walked through the middle of the sea on dry ground with walls of water on each side. The crossing was not a giant leap. It was not a giant leap. God could have transported them from the shore all the way to the other side. But God chose a walk. If God could part the whole entire thing, he could actually transport a million some people over to the other side. He had the power to actually do it, but he chose a journey that started with a walk. One step at a time. Can you imagine the first person who actually to step over, looking at the giant wall of water? That feeling, that emotion that that person must have felt coming in. But he took that one step of faith to get to the other side. That is the journey. That is where God wants us to go, is to move forward with him one step at a time. Would you please stand? I started with this scripture and I'm going to end with this. Philippians 3:13. I think along with Jeremiah 29:11, I think this needs to be there as well. Right there on your fridge. It says, "Know, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it." You can put your name. Instead of "I," you can put your name. "I have not arrived. I have not achieved it. But I focus on this one thing." This one thing is this one step. "Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." That's moving forward. That's moving forward. But in order to move forward, you got to let go of that past. No matter what your journey might be, what it looks like today might not look the same tomorrow. You have a choice to make. A choice to say yes to God or no to God. God is looking for sons and daughters that would embrace the truth. And it is that truth only that Jesus is Lord. He is the Son of the Most High God. That there is no other way to heaven but by him. That the only way that you can have eternal life is through his Son. That's the one step. That is the requirement that is needed for Jeremiah 29:11. That is the requirement that is required for Philippians 3:13. Without Jesus, you are stuck in the past. Without Jesus, you are stuck in your failures. But with Christ, God's plan for your life is unveiled. Through Christ, you will start seeing hope. You will start seeing that God has got a bright future for you. That this one step that you make today would play an important part in something greater that is ahead of you, that you don't even know yet. But it starts with this one step. Now you determine what this one step is for you today. Some of you would be yes to Jesus. Some of you would be yes to forgiveness. I need to forgive that person. I've been holding on to this grudge for way too long. I'm saying yes to forgiveness. I'm embracing forgiveness. I need to be reconciled with this person. This one step today is like, yes, Lord. I need this in my life. I need to be reconciled with you first. And I also need to be reconciled with my brother, with my sister, with those people that I've been estranged with for way too long. I've allowed the enemy to come in and to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Lord, I'm recognizing that you came to give me life and life to the fullest. And embracing this fullness of life, starting with you today. No matter which one is your one step, this is a one step in the right direction. You've made the right choice. You've started with Christ. That is the best way to start the new year, is when Christ is at the center of your life. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor. Lord, let every step that we take, just like we've read in Psalm 37, that says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let every step that we take from this day forward be dictated, be ordered by you. Let your voice that beckons us, that calls us forth, be ever so clear and ever so loud in our lives, that we can drown out every noise of the past, every noise of the enemy. That your voice would bring victory and will silence the enemy. I speak that over every single married person in this place. Every marriages in this place that is represented, that the voice and the noise of the enemy will be silenced. Every spirit of destruction, we bind it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of strife in a family, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your blood covering over each and every one of us here, over this church, over this community. We declare that not even a virus would be able to come in, because your word says that no pestilence will come near our dwelling place. And we declare that this is our dwelling place. That everywhere that the sole of our feet will tread upon is covered by the blood of Jesus. We speak an anointing and a covering over all of our children. We declare that their minds are protected, that the enemy will not have a foothold in their minds in the name of Jesus. We command that spirit of suicide to be gone right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that the blood of Christ is setting the captives free in Jesus' name. That minds are being renewed right now in Jesus' name. Healing is flowing right now in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, healing is flowing. healing is flowing. Peace is flowing. If you got any, you know any loved ones who's struggling, I want you to do something. I don't want you to come here and just to get fed, get a message, and that's it. I want you to do something about it. I want you to do something about it. There's a phone call that you need to make. There's somebody that you need to go and knock on the door. There is something that you must do. There is somebody that you need to go and pray for. Do it. Do it. Even if it means that it gets you out of this comfort place. Do it. Take that one step. That one step you've been avoiding for the past couple of years. Let 2022 be a year that defines your destiny. Let 2022 be that flag year that takes you on a journey with God. That years down the road, you will look back and you would declare how amazing your God is. Amen. God bless you all. So good to see so many people here today. God bless you and those who are watching us online. We pray a blessing over you, over your family. We'll see you again next week for another part of Moving Forward. God bless you.